Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're glad you joined us here today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you all. Today's topic is work.
And the title of our lesson is Stuck in the Elevator. Stuck in the Elevator. Do you like taking elevators, Marie?
I do. I take elevators when I go to the mall or visit a friend's apartment. They're very fast and convenient.
Yeah, but sometimes things can go wrong when you're in an elevator. Let's find out what happens today. Here's Marie with our Read It. We can follow along together.
Taylor needs some super glue. Linda has a tube of super glue in the office. Can Alex take the glue to Taylor? She's in the studio. No problem. But wait, Alex. Don't forget the super glue. Linda rushes into the elevator with the glue. But the elevator stops, and the floor buttons aren't working. Alex and Linda are stuck in the elevator.
Oh no, this is not good. Linda and Alex are stuck in an elevator. Has this ever happened to you?
Well, I've never been stuck in an elevator before, but I've seen it in movies and heard stories from my friends. It sounds really scary.
Yeah, well, I had an elevator stop once. I had to get off on that floor and take the stairs instead. It was not fun.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun at all. But learning our keywords does. So let's go to Christina right now.
Hello, Taylor 想起 Linda 拿三秒胶 super glue 给她。三秒胶的单位是 tube， 一支三秒胶就是 a tube of super glue。这个 tube 指的是像牙膏颜料那种软管，结果 Linda 拜托 Alex 帮他带过去。Alex 说 No problem， 没问题。名词 problem 就是问题或困难的意思。Alex 答应之后起身就走了，却忘了拿三秒胶。Linda 大喊 Wait， 动词 wait 就是等待或等候的意思。结果 Linda 拿着三秒胶跟 Alex 一起进了电梯。忽然之间电梯停了 The elevator stopped 电梯就是 elevator Linda 说那些按楼层的按钮也不管用了 The floor buttons are not working 名词按钮就是 button 这下子该怎么办呢
Hello?
Hi, Linda. It's Taylor. I'm in the studio.
Oh, hi, Taylor. How can I help?
Rob and I need some super glue. Do you have any in the office?
Yes, I have a tube of super glue in my desk.
Good. Please bring it to the studio.
Okay, Taylor.
Taylor calls Linda because she needs something from her. Linda asks her, How can I help? This is a question we ask pretty often, and even on the phone too.
Right. Hey, Peter, let's take out our phones. Let's practice a little bit.
Okay.
Hi, Peter. It's Marie.
Hi, Marie. How can I help you?
Do you have a pair of scissors I can borrow? I can't find mine.
Oh, I think I do. You can use mine. I'll bring them from my desk, okay?
Thanks, Peter. Bye.
Bye.
How can I help you? This is a great question to ask. Try asking this question next time you call a friend.
Now, do you remember why Taylor called Linda? That's right. Taylor needs some super glue. Super glue is a glue that is really, really strong. That's why it's called super.
That's right. If you broke your shoe, you can use super glue to fix it. Or if you broke a cup, you can use super glue to put it back together.
Right. It's always good to have super glue in your home or at the office. You never know when you'll need it. Just be careful not to get it on your hands or fingers. I've done that.
Well, Linda has a tube of super glue in her desk. Let's talk about the word tube. Well, right here, we have a tube of toothpaste. And this is a tube of paint.
A tube has a small opening in it, and you can push out the liquid or paste or gel or the paint.
That's right. Well, Linda will bring the tube of super glue to the studio. Here's Christina to tell us more about the sentence.
Taylor, 请 Linda 把三秒胶拿到摄影棚去。她说 ,please bring it to the studio. 我们来练习一下这个句型 ,bring something to 哪里。来造句一下 ,don't bring toys to school. 不要带玩具到学校去。I can bring some dessert to the party. 我可以带一些甜点去派对。这个句子 to 后面也可以接人，比如说 please bring the keys to me， 你也可以说 please bring me the keys。 再来看一个例子， I can bring a sandwich to you， 或者是 I can bring you a sandwich。
Thank you, Christina. Sometimes I bring coffee and donuts to the office. It's fun to share with others.
Yes, it is.Sometimes I bring my umbrella to the office, of course, when it's raining outside. Well, right now, let's find out what else Linda needs help with. Here's conversation B.
Alex, can you help me?
Sure, Linda. How can I help?
Can you take the super glue to Taylor?
Sure. Where is she?
She's in the studio.
Okay, Linda. No problem.I can go to the studio.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, wait! Don't forget the super glue!
First, Linda needs some help from Taylor. Now, she needs some help from Alex.
Yeah, she wants Alex to take the super glue to Taylor. Of course, Alex will do that for Linda, but he doesn't know where she is.Where is she?
She's in the studio. And Rebecca is right here to tell us more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to ask a question. If you want to know where something or someone is, you can use this grammar point. But don't worry.You will also learn how to answer the question. And of course, the best way to learn is through some examples. So the question is, where is Laura? And you can respond by saying, she is in the dining room. Let's look at another example. Where is my smartphone? And you can respond by saying, it is on the table.Now, it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. So, if you are looking for someone, but you can't find them, ask a friend if they know where he or she is. Just say, where is Tim? Where is Shelley?
In our conversation, we learned that Alex has no problem going to the studio to bring the super glue to Taylor.
No problem.
Hey, I didn't ask you anything, Peter.
No problem.
Oh, no problem. That's today's
calendar phrase.
No problem.
No problem.
没问题。
Can you clean the sink?
No problem.
Can you clean the desk?
No problem.
Can you clean the closet?
No problem.
Can you clean the toilet?
The toilet? Oh, that's a problem.
No problem.
No problem.
没问题。
What a fun calendar phrase. Let's practice. Marie, can I borrow a pencil?
Oh, no problem.
Can I borrow some paper?
No problem. Now, this phrase is like saying yes, sure, or of course. You are happy to do something for someone.
Can I have some money?
That's a little bit of a problem, Peter.
Okay. So, Alex is always happy to do something for Linda.
Yeah, but he almost forgot something really important. As he was leaving, he forgot to take the super glue. Alex!
That's why Linda used the word wait. She didn't want him to leave without it. Hey, Marie, wait! Where are you going?
I'm going to get a pencil and some paper. You wanted to borrow those things from me, remember?
Well, wait, don't leave yet. You can get those things for me during the break.
Peter, it's time for us to take a break, and I think I will get your pencil and paper right afterwards.
Well, make sure to remember the money, too, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. So, I have a question for you. When do you ask for help?
Well, if I'm lost and I don't know where I'm going, I'll usually stop and ask someone for help. I'll ask them for directions or how to get to a certain place.
That's great. It's good to help each other out. Friends, don't be afraid to ask for help. Now, let's find out what happens to Linda and Alex. Let's watch Conversation C together.
Well, we're both going to the studio now.
Sorry, Linda.
It's okay.
Hey! The elevator stopped.
And the floor buttons aren't working.
Oh, no! We're stuck in the elevator.
Don't worry, Alex. We can try this emergency button.
And we can shout for help. Help! Help!
Linda and Alex are going to the studio. They take the elevator together. Let's practice saying this word, elevator, together. Elevator. Elevator. Great!
Elevators take us from floor to floor. If you live in an apartment building on the 10th floor, you will probably use the elevator.
Yeah, and it will take you a lot less time to get there than the stairs. You can find elevators in office buildings, in malls, or any other very big buildings. They're fast and convenient.
Yes, they are. Just press a button and the elevator will take you to that floor. So, Peter, where can you find buttons in an elevator?
Oh, you usually find them right beside the door, either on the left or the right side of the elevator. Elevator buttons have numbers on them. Each number is the floor. And, of course, there is the open and close button.
Right. Well, it seems like Alex and Linda have a big problem. The elevator stopped and the buttons are not working. This is not good, Peter. What are they going to do? We should help them. Alex, Linda, don't worry.
Oh, no. They are stuck in an elevator. Christina, can you teach us more about this sentence?
结果 Alex 和 Linda 两个人被困在电梯里了。Alex 说 We're stuck in the elevator. 在这个句子里 be stuck in something.表示被什么困住了。其实卡住或者是困住都可以用这个说法。你可以被困在具体的东西里。比如说 ,the tires were stuck in the mud, 轮胎被卡在泥巴里。或者鱼刺卡在喉咙里。It's stuck in my throat. 它也可以用来描述抽象的事物，比如说你正在写一个故事，写着写着忽然不知道接下来该怎么写，你就可以说 I'm stuck, 卡住了。
Thanks, Christina. Peter, Alex and Linda are stuck in an elevator. They can't get out.
Well, don't worry, Marie. Linda will press the emergency button. Then people like the firefighters and the police will come to help her.
Yeah, well, we learn they shout for help. I hope someone hears them.
Help! Help!
Peter, why are you shouting for help?
Well, if someone hears me, then we can tell them that Alex and Linda are stuck in an elevator.
Good idea! Help!
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 Okay, hopefully someone will hear us. But right now we're out of time. Maybe we can finish with the key words. Friends, we need to review those key words right now.
Here's our first key word of the day. Tube. Tube. Open the tube of glue with scissors.
Problem. Problem. There is a problem. There is no water.
Wait. Wait. Please wait for me. I'm a little tired.
Elevator. Elevator. This elevator goes to the 25th floor.
Button. Button. My smartphone has only a few buttons. All right, friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversation one more time. Hello?
Linda, it's Taylor. I'm in the studio.
Oh, hi, Taylor. How can I help?
Rob and I need some super glue. Do you have any in the office?
Yes, I have a tube of super glue in my desk.
Good. Please bring it to the studio.
Okay, Taylor. Alex, can you help me?
Sure, Linda. How can I help?
Can you take this super glue to Taylor?
Sure. Where is she?
She's in the studio.
Okay, Linda. No problem. I can go to the studio.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, wait! Don't forget the super glue! Well, we're both going to the studio now.
Sorry, Linda.
It's okay.
Hey! The elevator stopped!
And the floor buttons aren't working!
Oh no! We're stuck in the elevator!
Don't worry, Alex. We can try this emergency button.
And we can shout for help. Help! Help!
Where is it?
What are you looking for, Monkey Man?
I'm looking for the super glue.
Super glue?
Yes, I had a tube, but now I can't find it.
Oh, don't worry, Monkey Man. I know where it is.
You do? Where? Can you show me?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, well, there's a problem.
Okay, what do you mean, Ginger? Where is the super glue?
I'm sitting on it.
Well, get up so I can get it.
I can't move. I'm stuck.
Oh, no. You're stuck and you can't get up.
Yes. Help me. I'm super glued.
Oh, no. Now I have to buy more super glue.
Help me. Oh, help me.
Today is Monday, so let's practice answering questions together.Here's question number one. What do Rob and Taylor need in the studio? What do Rob and Taylor need in the studio?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Rob and Taylor need some super glue. Okay, here's question number two. When do you use an elevator? When do you use an elevator? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
When do I use an elevator? Well, let's see. I am a chef, and I cook at a big hotel. I need to go up and down the floors to serve food and get ingredients. There are many floors in the hotel, and it's way too tiring to take the stairs. And at the same time, I am carrying food, so the elevator is the perfect thing to use to move around the hotel.
When do I use an elevator? Well, I like to exercise, so I don't like to use the elevator a lot. But if I'm really tired, then I will use the elevator. Or if I want to go really high up, then I will use the elevator. My old house was at the 15th floor, but one time the elevator broke, and so I had to walk up all the steps of the stairs. I was so tired.
When do I use an elevator? Well, I like to use elevators when I have a lot of things. It's difficult to carry a suitcase up the stairs. So if I have a lot of bags or a heavy suitcase, I will definitely take the elevator. Sometimes I take the elevator if I have to go to a really high floor in a building. If I need to go to the 10th floor, I will also take the elevator.
When do I use an elevator? Well, first I'll tell you when I don't use an elevator. I won't use the elevator if I'm just going up one or two flights. For example, if I'm on the first floor and I'm just going to the second floor, then I won't take the elevator. But if I'm going to maybe the 20th floor or the 25th floor or like Taipei 101 all the way up to the top, then I'll probably use an elevator.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Just don't get stuck in an elevator, okay? All right, we'll see you then right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.